Good morning. Welcome very back to OED Ranked. I'm your existential proxy in crime, Medley from online. And today, we've got the most boring, normal episode, possibly of all time. You know, we really went all out. We went into the deep, dark depths of the door that unsanctimoniously appeared on the northeast wall. It was almost 2 weeks ago now at this point. Crazy. Has anyone else got a really weird relationship with time lately? I know this is going to be evergreen moving forward. So that's why I feel comfortable saying it. That's going to be good anytime you hear it. Folks, this episode is going to... This episode is going to be a little different in that there's absolutely nothing prepared. There are no plans. It is going to be a rough one psychologically. I think we're really going to be put through our paces on this one, existentially, holistically. And I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this is gonna be one of the worst episodes, probably of this show. So feel free just not to listen to this one, and check the rankings, on realdiscord.org/realwiki. So you could send in an email, to oedranked@gmail.com, and I'll just tell you what we did in this episode if you ask. And then, of course, check out the web portal, realdiscord.org/1996. We had a little bit of a scraffle-daffle with the last episode when I was trying to upload it. The entire website just broke in half for seemingly no reason. Part of me thinks this is some fallout from tying my inactive, mind you, Blue Sky account to the realdiscord.org domain. I think that was a foolish endeavor on my part. I had vowed previously on October the 31st of 2024 to never post on any of those websites again, and I have maintained, I think, true to that word. I think I've reposted, like retweeted, or I'm not going to say the word that came to mind for what retweeting is on Blue Sky. I've heard it spoken of, and I'm not sure I agree with it. But whatever that is, I may have re-churned some old bangers up, but I'm not putting anything new onto those websites. And I'm not going to get into it again on this podcast. I'm just living and speaking my truth, as uncomfortable and startlingly real as it is. I live such a goofy life, and I'm not sure how much longer I can keep doing it. Let's not dwell on that, folks. We got a really normal episode today. We are just going to be ranking the words. As you recall, in our last installment, we ranked the capital letter A. No spoilers if you haven't listened. So go check that out. You know, you could check the standings, or you could listen. Listen to me. Listen to me very clearly. Okay? What happened in the last episode was not a joke. That is something that really happened to me, that I really documented and shared with you. I feel like parts of my soul were bared. I feel like parts of my literarily analytical nature were shared in a very stark an engaging way. And if there is one episode of this show that is going to be in the Hall of Fame thus far, the three open parenthetical, four close parenthetical episodes that we've done thus far. That's number one with a bullet in the Hall of Fame. Journalistic work, you know, it's deep. This episode, in contrast, is not going to be like that at all. It's going to be almost annoying to listen to with how little thought was put into it. I think coming up with this premise and committing as I have thus far to it is, you know, a worthy enough endeavor in its own right to buy me large swaths of time where this show is just simply what it is, which of course is ranking almost every single word in the Oxford English Dictionary second edition CD-ROM edition. Listen, let's get into it. I'm done here. We need to get into this. If we have any semblance of hope left in our hearts for us to reach Aardvark today, we should start now. So let's boot up Windows XP. Let's get with the program. Let's say hello to Emma. Hey, Emma.
Good morning, Medley. Please don't use me as a crutch.
Yep. And let's get into the first couple of words here. Right out of the gate, right after capital A, we have an obsolete word that we're going to skip. Okay. I will get this out of the way right here. The next 14 entries are all variations of the lowercase letter A. The first of which, the first of which is lowercase A, comma, A superscript 2. My sweetie just got home from her interview. Am I leaving this in? Who knows? Let's get the definition. Okay, before we begin today, I have incredible news and an incredibly interesting wrinkle to this totally normal, actively horrible episode of this podcast. My dear sweet angel, Amanda, has agreed to be the first guest on this show. Amanda, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
To OED Ranked.
I think I'm glad to be here.
To OED Ranked.
Sorry. Continue. Oh,
you're the first guest, so there should be like a guest theme. There should be like a song. So let's play the song. We won't hear the song, but then we'll like act like we just heard the song. Our first guest, the lovely and talented and sugary sweet, Amanda, play the theme. That was the guest theme. You don't like that I called you sugary sweet, do you?
No, I'm just like, we listened to it. It sounds great. I love the theme.
Thanks. Thank you.
I fully appreciate the theme. I love the bop. I feel like it could be a bop of its own, aside from just
it's
the
not
theme
going to be
for a thing. Oh, okay. Well, that's
it's just
to
the theme. It that will be the theme anytime a guest is on the show.
That just makes it that much more special.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. You are our first guest. How does it feel?
I guess it feels special.
Like, do you feel good?
I feel sweaty, if I'm being honest. But I also feel cold, but that has nothing to do with the podcast.
Well, we had just heard the news has broken live on the podcast. You had an interview, and you just got back. We don't have to say where, you know. We're a very private show. Wouldn't you? You can't nod. You have to use words on the podcast. It's not a nodcast.
Did I nod? I didn't.
You nodded. Yeah, they can't hear you nod.
Sorry, my brain broke and forgot what I was doing for a second. I did have an interview, and I think it went fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
I will get a call back tomorrow for a second interview time.
You have a second interview.
I don't have the time yet, but the second interview will be Friday.
And it's locked. Locked up. Can we get a sound like a lock? Thank you. No. Oh. Oh. That's good. Can you do it like with a little more bass and closer to the mic? Yeah. Perfect. We're going to use that every time somebody or something locks it up. Thanks, baby. Well, with that in mind, you have this second interview. Would you like to run through like a mock second interview? I can ask you some questions and anything. How do you feel about doing that?
I wasn't sure you were done. That's amenable? Why I haven't said
anything yet. Yeah, hop in at any time. I am just talking. My brain is off.
That's fine. This
podcast is flow state. You hop in whenever you want, my dear.
Well, I guess if it's a mock interview, you would be doing the questions, correct?
I'd be doing the mocking.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. That makes it easier for me.
I'm going to ask you what I think like they might ask you, and then you could kind of prepare. Have you ever seen Nathan Fielder's The Rehearsal?
Ah, I see.
It'll be kind of like that. Have you seen it?
I want to say unfortunately yes, but I might change that to fortunately yes.
I think you were very fortunate to have seen it. I think we all could be so fortunate as to have seen Nathan Fielder's The Rehearsal.
He's a relatable guy.
The new season, April 20th of this current year, from what I hear. But so you're down to do this mock interview?
Yeah.
Okay. First question. Well, do you want to do like the whole role play where like you come in?
No, absolutely
not.
You want
to just cut right to the...
I hate that. That gives me so much fucking anxiety.
Okay, so you are seated, you are calm, and we are interviewing you for this job. Which I think it's safe to say, we can say this, it has something to do with coffee.
Yes.
That's fair to say?
I think that's the safest way to put it.
Okay. So we've set the scene. Questions. First question. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
What's funny about peace, love, and understanding
mm-hmm.
is
yeah.
that it seems like
this
every...
is like you're at a job and
right,
you're
right.
being interviewed.
Yeah. So nobody understands how to use those in their daily lives.
That's what's funny about it?
It seems like it has completely escaped
it's
the human
mindset. It's like nonsensical.
Correct, yeah. And that's what's funny about it.
Understanding of it?
Yeah.
Does that make you laugh?
I think it does. It also makes me concerned.
Perfect. Okay, next question. Where have all the flowers gone?
That is a good question. I feel like that answer could be different for everyone, and I think that's why it makes it such a good question. But for me, the flowers have not gone anywhere. They are in hibernation, such as the cycle of life. And as soon as the warm weather comes back around and the good times begin again, they'll be there.
Interesting. So you would not agree with the sentiment that they have paved paradise and put up a parking lot?
I don't say that's wrong by any means. I definitely agree with that.
You don't, like, spiritually agree with it, but you agree with the reality of it?
Correct. Because spiritually, I do believe that there are still flowers in a spiritual sense. Physically, no. Spiritually, yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Next question. What's the frequency?
Kindness. I think that has to be the frequency nowadays.
Wow. 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 I don't have a follow-up for that one. Beautiful. Two more questions. Second to last question. Wouldn't it be nice? I think those sirens are going to pick up. We're leaving it in. It's just a normal episode.
We're leaving it in because it answers the question. Wouldn't it be nice? The sirens answered the question for us.
I'm going to need you to expand on that one.
Unfortunately, in the world today, it can't be nice.
Whoa.
Unless you try really hard.
I lied. There were three more questions. That was one of them. The second to last question is actually, is she really going out with him?
Yes.
Okay. And then last question, war. What is it good for?
It gives encouragement, a reason to fight.
I don't know if I'm the right person to argue that many people fight for no reason whatsoever. But Amanda, it brings me such great joy in my cockles.
Ew.
That's right.
If I was interviewed and someone said that to me, I would walk out the door.
You've got the job.
Cockles.
You've got the job.
What a word. Are we on C even?
No, we are going to have you rank the next word as our very special guest, and then we're going to let you get out of here, okay? Let's hear the definition first.
Are is strictly adjective and can only be used with a substantive following. Meanings. 1.11 sum any, the oneness or indefiniteness being implied rather than asserted. It is especially used in first introducing an object to notice, which object after being introduced by or is kept in view by the, as I plucked a flower, this is the flower. Used before a noun singular and its attributes. 1a ordinarily before the name of an individual object or notion, or of a substance, quality or state individualized, and before a collective noun, as a tree, a wish, an ice, a beauty, a new ink, a greater strength, a second youth, a legion, a hundred, a pair.
It's always interesting to me the things that they choose to use as the things. Like, that is where the meat of the whole thing is. You know, a tree, a wish, an ice, a second youth, a legion. Like, these are what they chose. This was chosen, you know?
Personally, I can't stop thinking about the very beginning of the definition with all the numbers. That
the oneness.
I hate it. I hate it. It was awful. I was like, this is not...
The oneness, not indefiniteness. I think Emma's, like, tone, though, really, like...
Oh, she set the tone.
Thanks, Amanda.
Can we talk about on mic how you said that you didn't even want to address Emma, and Emma, what you think about that?
I think that's inappropriate discussion. We're working right now.
Interesting, I agree.
Well, I mean, I just assumed that she was, like...
I really don't like being referred to outside of my job description, which I will again reiterate, is just to read the definitions.
I don't talk to people unless they want to be talked to.
We'll talk off mic. I don't mean to seem rude.
No,
Let's just do our jobs here.
No, so I'm like, the villain. I'm not gonna, no, I get it. I'm the villain.
I am.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Like,
I didn't want to pit two bad bitches against each other. That was not my intention.
Can you say that?
I thought maybe you guys would be friends.
Oh, that's fine. Like, I'm sure we'll get along. I'm just not going to press myself.
Don't edit this out. I just like to keep things separate.
I shouldn't have brought it up on mic. Like, that. I am the villain, and that is okay. Worthy of note, in 1847, Longfellow won Roman numerals. A celestial brightness, a more ethereal beauty, an ink that will retain its fluidity, a permanent black. Is it a red wheat? What kind of a wine is this? To walk out in a pouring rain. There was a something, of that we may be sure. Oh, a mere nothing.
I kind of want to know what that has to do with the word of ah.
It's what the editors of the Oxford English Dictionary, like, chose from the historical pantheon of knowledge as, like, an indicative, like, use of the word. So, oh, like,
okay.
All the times that Longfellow was like,
it.
Ah, celestial brightness, ah, more, like, these
understood.
Are
okay,
uses
okay,
of
okay.
that. But if you're an avid listener of the show, which I know you aren't, though I do know that you were around, I mean, you were at the beginning and the end of the last episode of the show, technically. We live in this apartment together, the door on the northeast wall, remember? It's still there.
I'm sorry. I'm like.
She got lost in my eyes when I was talking about the northeast wall. Since I've
I
come back,
lost,
it's different.
I got lost in the wall.
It's different now. That is true. You were looking through me. The next part. You know, this next part is one sentence. It's the B part.
B.
Also, before proper names, use connotatively. Connotatively?
You said it right the first time.
Connotatively.
Yes.
With reference to the qualities of the individual, or figuratively, as the type of a class. In 1683, Art of Converse, cannot ye praise a philosopher unless ye say he is an Aristotle? And I find myself asking that question all the time. Wouldn't you? Don't you?
Back in the day, Aristotle of his time was not thought to be that, forward thinking. Well, forward thinking, yes, but he wasn't. He didn't have a lot of followers necessarily. Like, the mass population wasn't, like, taking his knowledge as truths. But at the same time, later in his life, after his death, he became more popular.
Right.
Such as
the
way
aristocratic
of
method.
Any, I think,
right.
important, the aristocratic method. I'm not sure what that is.
We'll get into that. We'll figure out what that is next episode.
Okay. But, like, I feel like just with any, like, important, famous people of that era, they're not seen to be as famous, or their work is not seen to be as special or, like, moving in any way until far after they're dead. I think that's just the curse of being someone who is enlightened.
I think so, too. What time are we at? Oh, well, So there's a couple more parts to this letter. But we're pretty much there. I think we only really have time for, like, one little more part of this letter, and then you're going to have to rank it. We'll leave it up to you. Would you rather the second part, the third part, or the fourth part? of the definition of lowercase a, comma, lowercase a period superscript 2, indefinite article. 3 it is. For the listeners at home, she had rolled a dice.
3.3 in a more definite sense. 1, a certain, a particular, the same. Now only used in a few phrases like once on a day, 2 at a time, 2, 3, all of a sort, a size, a price, an age.
All of a sort, a size, a price, an age. All of a sort, a size, a price, an age. All of a sort, a size, a price, an age. All of a sort, a size, a price, an age. All of a sort, a size, a price, an age. All of a sort, a size, a price, an age. Which brings us to the age-old question. Amanda.
Yes?
How are you ranking A, comma, A, superscript 2, indefinite article on our tier system?
My gut is telling me a B minus.
That is not a tier.
Oh, a
and
B.
And, folks, I did walk her through the tiers.
Well, it's not quite a C, and it's not quite a B, but I think a B minus would be a C
in this tier ranking.
So then a C. I think a solid C.
A hard C? Did I talk you into a C, or do you think it's a C? You said B minus.
No.
I don't want to, like,
a C.
Strong arm. I don't want to be known as the host that strong arms the guests.
It's a C.
One more time?
It's a C.
Okay.
A C.
Okay. Okay. And that's it. We have the ranking for today's episode. I thought we might get to Aardvark today. A totally normal, supremely horrible episode that I hope you did not listen to. But I want to thank Amanda, our guest, and I would also like to ask Amanda the final question that we afford all of our guests on this show that I've decided that we do now every time there's a guest. You following along? She looks baffled. You can now say any word in the dictionary, and if it's in the dictionary, you get to rank it. I did not prepare her for this at all, but it can be any word that you pick as long as it's in the dictionary and it's not cut out because of our rules of acronyms, abbreviations, and so forth. Obsolete words. I will be editing around this profound silence. And I know it's huge. I know it's a lot. Talk through it, maybe.
The first one that comes to mind is axolotl.
Okay.
Starts with an A, not an O. Just for all of those who think it starts with an O. It's not.
It's in here.
The second one would be possum.
Well, it's one word that you get to pick.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I'm going to go with axolotl.
A wonderful choice, Amanda. Axolotl, the Aztec name. A batrachian reptile, Cyodon pisiform, family Protidae. Found in Mexican lakes, resembling the salamander in appearance. But like all the Protidae, retaining throughout life the gills of its young state.
Okay. And how are you going to rank it? On, again, our tier system of S, A, B, C, or F?
I think it's an A. I like how it sounds.
But you don't think it's an S?
No.
Okay.
Because of the spelling.
You want to keep it in its...
Yeah.
Where it should be?
Yeah.
In the A tier?
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here. Axolotl, A tier. Amanda, do you have anything to plug? You working on anything?
No.
Okay. Well, really, thanks for coming on. The worst episode that... You know, looking back, everyone is going to say is, like, the worst one.
Let's make it the worst, guys. Thumbs down if you think it's the worst.
please rate us on Apple Podcasts, 1 star. We are not looking for visibility on this show. And I, again, seriously, though, like, outside of everything, thank you for hanging out with me today and doing this.
They can't hear me nod, but of course.
You're bringing it all back. That's why I love you. My lovely wife, unmarried, Amanda, seriously, thank you. And thank you for listening. And don't forget.
Words, you say your silly words. You say your little words. What do they really mean? Your silly little words.